Page 2, President's Message 2009, A Year of Renewal for CCB by Jeff Tom. By the time you read this, the holidays and all that they entail will be behind us. We'll have begun the new year, and that is quite often a time for reflection. What will the year ahead mean? What new challenges will we face? And how can we improve upon the year that we've left behind? As members of CCB and thus people who care deeply about the lives of those with visual impairments, one of the things that we need to reflect upon is the future of this organization and what we as an organization and each one of us as individuals can do to help make CCB even a better organization than it is today. Some of the challenges we face are due to external circumstances and others are internal ones. The recession, which is far too neutral and mild a term, has certainly impacted CCB. Like almost all nonprofits, it has, of course, greatly impacted our reserves due to the sharp drop in the stock market and, to some extent, our ability to raise funds. Of even greater importance, it has cost some jobs and made it far more difficult for those of us who are looking for employment to find it. Moreover, California's economic downturn, which is more severe than in most states, has created a state budgetary situation that has already led to cuts in many programs that affect the lives of blind and visually impaired persons, and that could lead to cuts in SSI benefits. Page 3. As an organization, we pride ourselves on our advocacy efforts. It is at times of extreme challenge, such as we will be facing in 2009, that it is most incumbent upon us to show the stuff we're made of. We may well be fighting at the local, state, and national levels just to maintain programs at their current levels, sometimes with the help of many allies and sometimes not. It will be critical that when you hear a call for action from a chapter president, a governmental affairs committee representative, or from the state or national leadership, you heed that call. After all, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and only with your efforts can we be that wheel. In addition, if you think that you aren't receiving enough information about something of local, state, or national significance, do all that you can to obtain that information both by holding your leaders accountable for supplying the information and by doing what you can on your own to obtain it. How many of us have complained about paratransit services but have never or almost never attended a paratransit meeting? Another way in which you can help to improve this organization and learn a great deal into the bargain is to become a member of a chapter or statewide committee. I will speak from the statewide perspective, but much of what will be said is applicable to many of our local chapters. If you are not aware of the many state committees that CCB has, either from the connection or from other sources, you may always call or email the CCB office. If you think that your interests and abilities would benefit a specific committee, contact me or the committee chair. We can never have enough hard-working committee members, and new members often bring new ideas that are so important to the functioning of every committee. I can't promise to appoint every person to the committee they'd like, but I will certainly do my best, and in turn I would expect you to commit to do your best to work on behalf of your committee. I do not intend to spend much time in this column on fundraising. Suffice it to say, however, that in these difficult economic times, it is more important than ever that we have the help of every CCB member in our fundraising efforts. In achieving this, it is most important that we seek ways of raising funds, not from our own members, of whom we ask a great deal as it is, but from other sources. Keep informed about what we are doing, add your ideas to the mix, and help in any way that you can. Page 4. Fundraising, committee work, and advocacy are all important in developing local and state leaders. Succession planning has become the popular name for development of the future leaders of an organization. In January, I will be beginning my last term as your president, and there is nobody who can be any happier about this than me. I say this not because it isn't an honor to serve at the head of this fine organization, but because new leaders and their ideas ensure that an organization does not stagnate and can change with the times. In fact, one of the challenges that I face during this term is to maintain both the energy and the openness to new ideas that will allow us to flourish. I encourage those of you who are in local leadership positions not only to consider taking on leadership positions at the state level, but to work with those in your chapters to groom your future leaders. Those of you who want to take on more of a leadership role, let your local or state leaders know. Let me end this column on a very bittersweet note. As most of you know, CCB has been extremely blessed to have had a skilled and committed Director of Governmental Affairs, Dan Kaiser, for almost a decade. Dan has now moved on to take a position with Assemblywoman Mariko Yamada. Our loss is certainly the State Assembly's gain, and we wish Dan the same success in his new endeavor that he had with CCB. And speaking of challenges, Dan's replacement will need the same support from CCB members that helped to make Dan's tenure so successful. So the year ahead promises to be an exciting one. As we know, every challenge presents an opportunity, and together we will continue to seize our opportunities and make CCB the best that it can be.